This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and China have agreed to restart stalled trade talks, as VOA's Steve Herman reports. The agreement came after President Donald Trump met with China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 in Osaka.
U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters here before departing for South Korea he will hold off on imposing additional tariffs on China. But it is not all good news for Beijing following Trump's meeting in Osaka with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
For at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China.
Trump added that stalled negotiations between Washington and Beijing are getting right back on track. During their talks Saturday, Xi told Trump that both their countries benefit from cooperation and lose in a confrontation.
VOA's Steve Herman. Later, President Trump flew to South Korea, where he attended a state dinner with President Moon, who praised Trump's proposal for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. But he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Europe sweltered Saturday on the sixth day of a widespread deadly heat wave that has fueled record-breaking temperatures, huge fires, and pollution peaks. At least 8 people have died because of the heat and several hundred hectares have been scorched. This is VOA News. The Taliban has killed dozens of government forces in the latest battlefield attacks in